Welcome to the Friday edition of The Leftovers, the podcast after the show. And on Fridays, of course, we take you through all of the week's content from my friend, my partner in crime. We do something called The Double Shot with Jake Skorheim. He and I talk about various issues, mostly frivolous, if I'm being totally honest. But you know what? Every once in a while, you just got to have fun. And our first episode takes you through a very sad moment in pop cultural history, the breakup of the Golden Bachelor marriage.
Welcome to another Double Shot. The big news last week that all of the single women were talking about, the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
They divorced.
What?
So the 72-year-old dude,
that was the
Jerry,
news?
Yep. And his wife, Teresa,
yeah,
70 years old, they split. They decided after lots of heart-to-hearts,
3 months. They got married in January.
So, really sad. Hot take. You can't fall in love at 72 with another 72-year-old.
Really?
You could only fall in love with someone who is significantly younger. And here's why.
I didn't know that.
You're not attractive when you're older. People pretend that someone's good looking, but it's usually good looking for their age.
Here's the deal. I won't say that I agree with that.
You 100% agree after you hear the argument.
Okay.
See, when you're that
I'm
old,
not saying I don't agree. What I'm saying is I won't agree. Say that I agree with that on the internet. Yeah.
So when you're that old, you find people physically repulsive of the same age. You're only attracted to someone younger because they represent beauty and youth.
Okay.
The idea that you get to die first instead of them getting, because no one wants to die first in a coupling. The only reason why you have older couples together, mm-hmm. it's usually because they started young,
yeah.
and they've fallen in love with each other, not just
and
on
they
the physical.
See each other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the emotional connection.
Yeah.
But there's not really a physical type
not
of
true.
Attraction
not
the
true.
Same way. You, how true. Do you know? You're 41 or 40 years old.
I'm
you're
40
not,
years
I'm
old.
Talking
here's
about
the thing.
70-year-olds.
So my wife and I have been married for 13 years,
mm-hmm.
right? And in 30-something years, when we're in our 70s, then I think it's going to be pretty hot. It's going to be.
I mean,
it's
the menopause,
going to be.
I'll give you that. I mean, hot flashes. That part's true.
No, it's going to be great.
And you're
it's going to
be
great.
Fighting over the thermostat.
No. Well, that is the thing that people, we fight over about that now. Actually, she just wins. Our house is 75 at all times. But like we will be someday in age. This couple, though, that's a bummer. This is the first I'm hearing about this. That's not true. I've heard about
you
this.
You talked
before.
About it on your show.
Oh, that's true. I did talk about it on my show. I was hoping that they were pregnant. I thought that they were going to go the other way. I was hoping that they were going to announce because it was 3 months after they had gotten married. They waited after the first trimester. And then I was pulling for them that they were pregnant. That would have been great.
You do understand that story would have ended way more tragically.
No,
probably both mother and child.
Well, the tragic part.
Years
no,
old?
The tragic part is they wouldn't have got to spend a lot of time with their beautiful baby and
is
raise
it selfish?
Them up.
Assuming you could even get pregnant, she can't. But let's just pretend that she could.
Men have kids into their 70s all the time with
men,
younger women.
With younger
Al Pacino
women,
just had a
both,
kid.
But if you're, I'm saying if you're both that old,
yeah,
that's just irresponsible.
Well, it also just only happens in the Bible, so I don't know if it's really that big of a deal. But Al Pacino just had a yeah. kid recently. He's 83, 84 years old.
I think it's like his eighth kid or something, right?
He's got a lot of kids. And the woman he had a kid with, you're right, she's not in her 70s. I think
she's
30 years
young.
Old.
And you might be saying to yourself, well, explain what you just said, Jason. You said you can't be attracted to someone older. There's one caveat.
Money.
Two caveats. Money and fetish.
Well, you think there's a
bad relationship with a parent early
You think there's
on,
a bunch of young women out there have a fetish for older dudes?
And I think some younger dudes have a fetish for older women.
It's a lot more rare.
I'm assuming it is a lot more
I think it's a lot more
rare,
common. I think there is some incentive with the young woman who thinks the older guy might soon kick the bucket.
Well, there could be incentive for the guy.
Well, I know the incentive for the guy. I
no,
get that.
I mean for the same, the money thing too.
Oh, the young guy
yeah.
with the old woman.
It's called a sugar mama.
A sugar mama. Well,
I'm
yeah,
sure there's an
I
entire
suppose.
Genre of pornography with this in mind.
Post it here. No, just kidding.
Don't post it
don't
here.
Post it. Please don't.
We'll
please
see
don't.
You next time.
We also had the opportunity to discuss the Joe Biden plan to relieve students of their student loan debt, the debt that they voluntarily took on. Here's how that conversation went.
It's time for another Double Shot, and this time we're taking on Joe Biden. Biden White House made an announcement this week saying, hey, all you people who don't want to pay back the student loans that you took out voluntarily and agreed to pay back, we're going to pay off everything that you owe. And it has nothing to do with the fact that the Biden administration is dealing with a little bit of a youth voter problem going into this reelection because they are leaking votes like nobody.
Do you think the timing of this seems at all questionable? Because I heard that
what I just said was a clear hint of the direction that's what you think? I'm going.
But this is supposed to kick in the fall, right?
So maybe. Here's the deal. They haven't finalized the plan, so we don't actually know what it looks like. Number two, it hasn't gone through any sort of legal scrutiny, which you know it's going to.
And the last time they tried to do this, and they were hopefully going to cancel it for like 40 million borrowers, the Supreme Court said, no, thank you.
So assuming maybe they address some of that, but they probably didn't address all of it because they don't actually intend to go through with this. This is just to make these promises that they're not going to keep and blame Republicans.
This is an empty campaign promise?
100%. You might not even get a plan in place by November.
I don't know about that.
There's no the timeline might not even happen until after the election. So it won't be legitimate unless it's really fast tracked. But since when has the government fast-tracked anything?
I saw Vice President Kamala Harris giving a speech about this. She was sitting in front of a giant screen, and in the back it said, canceling student debt, Vice President Kamala Harris.
It's almost like a campaign ad.
A skeptical person would think that.
Yeah.
A person who doesn't trust government. I'm not one of those people. I trust them.
That's all he talks about all day is how much I trust government. The government lets him, you know, really feel comfortable and confident with the direction of his life.
Totally. So what she was saying, though, which I found kind of interesting, she was saying that for people who have been paying off their student loans for 20 years for undergrads and then 25 years for people with advanced degrees, so those are people like doctors and lawyers, magicians, I mean, whatever, these people, how much you make, it will be, you will have it just repaid.
It is so
So if somebody has like $300,000 in student loans, a couple who make $900,000 a year because they're both fancy doctors and they've just been taking the slow boat and paying their student loans very slowly, then
I love the idea that that person that you're talking about
exists,
hasn't paid
waiting
after 25 years, right? That they're
making
a lot of money and they're paying the absolute minimum, which is the worst way to pay off any debt. You always put as much as you can, do the Dave Ramsey snowball. Basically.
Yeah.
You put as much as you can.
And then pay off the interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm just going to do the $25 a month. Well, that's why you're still paying it off, dum-dum. And number two, by the way, there are people who didn't choose to go to college. They became, you know, technical experts in plumbing or electrician. They maybe took on school.
Opened up an auto shop. They now have employees.
And now you're saying they have to pay for you and your gender studies degree from Evergreen College. What value do you even bring to society? None whatsoever, and now we're paying for that?
Here's an interesting thing too. I saw somebody on the interwebs. They posed a question I thought was a pretty good one, and they said, listen, why are we zeroing in on this group of people, many of whom, I think 40% of all student loan debt is held by people with advanced degrees. Yep. So those are people who have like pretty good jobs.
Or should have pretty good jobs.
Or should have pretty good jobs.
In fairness.
Yeah.
Or
should have pretty
good
jobs. Yeah, there's a lot of dum-dums out there. And they were saying that, so it's held by people with like advanced degrees. This guy on the internet pointed out, he goes, you know, when people get cancer, that not only does it devastate a family, but financially it devastates them. On average, it generally leaves people with $10,000 worth of medical debt.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we step in and pay off those bills? Like, I think everybody else could get behind that. If you're just going to be paying off people's bills, I would rather pay off a cancer family's
bills. Yeah, the
problem
is just begets that over and over and over again.
No, I know. It doesn't work in either situation.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that,
like, people are stupid, and they're just going to look at this and say, well, why don't you pay for this or that? Why don't you pay my rent? You all talk about how housing is a human right, right? I mean, at some point, you do have to pull it back, but I think that that's ultimately the goal, which is, I mean, talk about how many people will say just what you just said. I mean, that's an actual plan that folks are pushing.
Yeah.
And the problem I have is, just at least on the-
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Many problems. The problem that I have just on the student loan debt, did you have student loan debt? Because I had some, I didn't have a ton, but I had some. I paid it back.
Yeah, I graduated in 2007. I got that 6-month letter that says, all right, now you have 6 months to go find a job, and then we expect you to start paying this back. 6 months later, I started getting bills. I have to pay it back. It took me like maybe 6-7 years. I mean, I was married. I got married, and then my wife and I were like, we don't want to have the student loan debt hanging over our heads for our entire lives. So we did all the extra stuff to pay it back, and we finally got it paid back. And that's just the way it...
Well, because you're responsible. You're not a deadbeat.
Didn't know that they were going to step in and say like, hey, Jake, if you just like hold on to this debt somehow, then we'll just wipe it away for you.
I think for the last couple of years, that's what people were counting on, and that's why they didn't pay.
And that's what they're going to get.
And now
they're going to get it.
Kind of smart. So good on you. You're taking my tax dollars.
Good move. Congrats.
Now, perhaps I'm not proud of this, but we had a conversation about something that I noticed, an observation I made, an observation about someone else's observation that makes me truly, deeply uncomfortable.
It's time for another double shot, and this is only a conversation I can have with my good friend Jake,
especially
when we're filming. I notice people keep looking at my crotch, and I then started to notice other people just always looking down. And now that I've told you this, you're not going to be able to stop seeing. I don't know why, but people look down all the time.
You think people are looking? Why are they looking at you?
I think they don't want to make eye contact.
Do you
right?
have a balloon on your pants or something?
It's not a balloon. This is my, but no, I'm just saying, I think because people don't like to make eye contact. It makes
they would rather look at your crotch?
I don't think they instinctively say, I'm going to look down at
they're
a crotch.
Just looking
they're just
middle.
Looking down, and it looks like they're looking at your crotch.
And then you interpret crotch, but they're actually just trying to avoid
You've
eye contact.
You've not noticed this?
Have Ever? I noticed people looking at my crotch?
Like literally doing this. They're looking at you, and they look down very briefly, very briefly.
I think that's a sign. I've read that with people before. I've seen that with people before. But I think it's a. I just think it's a confidence issue. I think it's something. There's like some sort of a communication thing that's happening where they're not comfortable.
Why is it so,
so
uncomfortable?
They can't maintain eye contact.
Well, why is that uncomfortable to make eye contact? Because I don't like doing that either. I will do it sometimes.
It is uncomfortable.
But why?
30 seconds eye contact.
Well, no, we're gonna laugh.
We can't do it.
You cause well look at your
very
face.
Uncomfortable.
Your face is very odd right now. It looks like you're
all
like
I want to do is
someone.
Look at your crotch.
Stop.
All right. Stop. No, it's really I think it's just there's a social thing that happens and people I don't know.
Where
weird.
Do you look? Because I look at nose or mouth generally.
Usually I try to make eye contact.
At first.
And then I don't.
It's weird. You just have to let it go.
I'm honestly not even thinking about it. I wasn't even aware that people are thinking about where to look during a conversation. I'm completely comfortable just talking to the person.
But it's very uncomfortable just to stare at the person the entire time when they're talking and just making eye contact. Though it's just
going to get worse.
And it's like a game of chicken. One of you is going to have to turn away.
People have phones now. They're so used to staring at their phones. Now they just kind of stare at their phones and then they have conversations with each other. They're not even looking at each other like we're looking at you. They're looking at their phone. Strange times. Would you rather have somebody looking at their phone or your crotch?
And what are they looking at on the phone?
I don't know.
Are they taking photos of my crotch?
Maybe pictures of your crotch. I guess
we
in that case.
I told you not to talk about the OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you next time.
And then finally, for the love of God, do you really still care about O.J. Simpson? Really?
It's time for another double shot.
Did you see in the news that, well, first I should set this up with a little context. You know who O.J. Simpson is? Have you heard of him? O.J. Orenthal James Simpson.
The congressman?
No. He was a...
soccer player.
No. I see where the mistake's coming in. He was a football player back in the 19...
Soccer.
Well, American football, gridiron. He was an American gridiron football player. He played at USC, did really, really good. And then he was in the NFL, I think, for 11 seasons. Got like thousands and thousands of yards. He's just a fantastic athlete. Then he did a bunch of commercials for Hertz. Then he was in a bunch of movies. Mm-hmm. Then...
He killed someone.
Well, he
two
was
someone.
Well, no. He was charged with killing two someones, his ex-wife and also her friend at her apartment in Brentwood, I believe it was. And then he was put on trial. Then he was
arrested.
No, he was they said not guilty. Didn't none of this ring a bell? Or O.J. Simpson? Nothing?
The Naked Gun.
That's it. Yeah, he was in Naked Gun.
He's a detective.
Exactly. Was he in Naked Gun? Oh, okay. Was he in Air? No, he was in, what was he in? He was in a lot of stuff. He was in Naked Gun. He was in Naked Gun. That's it. Anyway, do you remember the white Bronco that he drove down the road? The famous white Bronco that everybody saw him driving down I-5?
I remember where I was when that happened.
Because you're from L.A.
Yeah. I was in the car. We were on the way. How old I am. On the way to a roller rink.
Sweet.
I don't know why I was going.
So you must have been like just, what, like probably...
I was... Well,
no, you're probably a 10 what year or 11.
Was this?
Wasn't it 93, 94?
94. Well, yeah. Then I'd be 12.
10 or 11. Or 12. So he's driving along the road really, really slowly. He's making that famous drive in that Bronco. Al Cowling's on the Bronco, and then they drove it back to his house, I believe in Brentwood, maybe. And that vehicle, though, has just become this infamous, like whatever happened to the Bronco. Mm. So what happened to it, and this is kind of interesting, his agent. OJ's former agent actually purchased the vehicle from Al Cowling, probably thought, hey, someday this is going to be worth a few a few dollars, parked it in a parking garage in LA for 20 years. It just sat there in this parking garage.
So
every time you went in this parking garage, you'd be like, oh, hey, there's OJ's, you know, that famous white Bronco. Then they put it in this museum in Tennessee.
It was Tennessee
that also had, it had like John Dillinger's car, a getaway car.
So bad guys.
Bad guy cars. Now, because OJ just died last week, they are going to put the car up for sale. It's either going to be sold for private or in a public auction. They're expecting to get $1.5 million.
Don't you want to meet the person who would buy that?
Yes, I do.
Curious.
I am curious too. I mean, I understand it's a, you know, like it's a one of a kind vehicle. Nobody else has that vehicle in the world. Is it worth $1.5 million? I guess if somebody's willing to pay for it,
then
yes.
Why would anything be connected to O.J. Simpson and a murder be going, like, be that worthy of your attention for one, but that kind of.
Well, the attention thing, obviously, it's like nobody is more,
been
in more press than.
Yeah, but does that make you interesting at a party? It's like, hey, you know what I just purchased?
Question for you. I'll answer your question with a question. You're at a party. Okay. Somebody rolls up. They say, hey, Jason, how's it going? Yeah, good. Cool. Nice shoes. I like them. Hey, I got a really cool vehicle. I just bought O.J. Simpson's getaway Bronco. It's out in the parking lot. Do you want to see it?
Oh, of course. That's just
cool. Yeah, of course. That's very cool.
Yeah, I would jump in at a heartbeat. 100%.
Yeah. $1.5 million? I don't know, but. Pretty cool.
Now, all of our Double Shot videos are done via video. That's why they're called Double Shot videos. You can catch them on our social media channels if you'd like. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or /X. Got it up there. Plus, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Jason Rantz. Search my name, you'll find it. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.